As you know, quantum group theory is one of the most active area of mathematics today, and its founder, Drinfeldt, introduced various new notions of Hopper algebras, quasi-triangular Hopper algebras, quantum double, quantized enveloping algebra. A quasi-triangular Hopper algebra gives rise to a braided category, namely a tensor category with the braiding structure. So it is quite natural to generalize the notion of Hopper algebras in the braided category. They are called braided Hopper algebras. Braided Hopper algebras appear not only in quantum group theory, but also in usual Hopper algebra theory. Recently, Andrew Skiewicz and Hans Schneider studying pointed Hopper algebras quite actively, and the notion of Nichols algebra plays a crucial role in their theory. Nichols algebra is a very special but important class of braided Hopper algebras. Now, usual Hopper algebras and braided Hopper algebras are combined through the so-called bosonization procedure. This procedure was found by first Rutherford in 85, and later it was revived by Majid. So the name bosonization is due to Majid. Well, in this morning, Schoenberg talked about his equivalence between Yetta-Drinfeldt modules and Hopper bimodules. Today, I'm going to discuss bosonization procedure by using Schoenberg's equivalence. This process was rather complicated, but it will become very transparent and elementary if we use Schoenberg's equivalence. So, bosonization arises from the following context. We have usual Hopper algebras, not quasi Hopper algebras. I don't like quasi Hopper algebras. So they are usual Hopper algebras over some field. And iota and pi are Hopper algebra maps, and their composite is identity. So in this case, I would like to call the triple A iota pi a Hopper algebra triple over H. So in most cases, the base Hopper algebra H is fixed. Now, bosonization tells that this Hopper algebra A can be expressed as byproduct. So byproduct means the tensor product R tensor H with some additional structure. And in fact, the correspondence between Hopper algebra trips and R, where R is a braided Hopper algebra, in the Yetta-Drinfeldt category over H, and the correspondence between Hopper algebra trips and braided Hopper algebras is categorical. So this is the so-called bosonization. And this bosonization has some relation with Hopper algebra twists. So we have two kinds of Hopper algebra twists here, F is an inner supercycle. So, in other words, Harrison supercycle. And sigma is outer supercycle. So these are both supercycles. And this twist was introduced by Drinkhardt. And this is its dual version. And this was introduced by Doi. So if we have supercycles F was sigma, then this Hopper algebra triple induces another Hopper algebra triple so we can express AF as byproduct and A sigma usually expressions of this braided Hopper algebra are very complicated. So I would also show that these constructions become very transparent if you use Schoenberg's equivalence. So I begin, since this talk is very sorry, so I would like to make my talk as elementary as possible. So I begin to recall braided Hopper algebra. In general, algebra or coalgebra, maybe so categorical people would like to call monad or monoid or comonoid, but I would like to use the name algebra or coalgebra. So these are maybe defined in monoidal categories or tensor categories. But to define the tensor product of two algebras or the tensor product of two coalgebras, we require braiding. So for instance, to define the tensor product of algebras, we require its multiplication. We use here first braiding, and then use multiplication. Similarly, to define the tensor product of two coalgebras, C tensor D, we require braiding. So we take some braided category, braided tensor category. So this means it is a monoidal category or tensor category. So we have tensor product of two objects, and we have unit object. And we have braiding. So there are some axioms to be satisfied by this map. So to say A is braided by algebra, in B means A is algebra and coalgebra, and their coalgebra structure maps for multiplication and epsilon So these are algebra maps. And here, to define ATSI A, we use braiding. So it is equivalent to saying that algebra structures are coalgebra maps. And if further A has a ninth fold, we call A braided coalgebra. The definition of nth fold is the same as classical case. So, example, I fix usual Hopf algebra over a tilde K. Maybe it's reasonable to assume antipode S is bijective. And we use Suidra's sigma, Suidra and Heinemann's sigma notation. Well, some people dropped this sigma notation, but I'd like to write this. And also, I do not use parentheses here. So, in the talk of today's morning, Schauenbrook defined Jetta-Drenfeld modules. So, we write this, the category of Jetta-Drenfeld modules. So maybe so I can omit the definition of Jetta-Drenfeld module because Schauenbrook gave it very kindly. So but I'd like to recall that braiding is given so Jetta-Drenfeld module means left edge module and left edge comodule, and this is braiding is given by V minus 1 W tensor V 0. Here, V so this denotes the comodule structure. So next, I'd like to talk Schauenbrook equivalence. This work was done in 1894, and it is said that in another form, it was originally pointed out by Voronovich earlier. But his framework uses bicovariant differential calculus. So maybe I think it's reasonable to call it Schauenbrook equivalent. But maybe some people are opposed. So it uses the category of Hopf bimodules. In usual, so upper edge means co-module or co-actions, and lower edge means actions. So I recall that Hopf bimodule means it is H bimodule and H bicomodule. And I also write bicomodule structure in this way. And this is H bimodule map. So here, so I use Schoenbrock's dot notation. So left action corresponds to diagonal action here, and right action corresponds to diagonal right action. Then this is H bimodule map. And Schoenbrock's first observation is that this has two tensor product structure. One is given by the tensor product over H. The other is given by the cotensor product over H. I think this cotensor product notation is due to Moore and Miller and Moore, yes. So I think in street lecture, the potential product appears, but with different notation, I think. Now, in fact, this is isomorphic. There is important isomorphism. Well, this maps N tensor N to N0 N minus 1 tensor N minus 1 N0, where I use the above notation. And the structure is as follows. Left action here corresponds to diagonal action here, and right action corresponds to diagonal action, and coaction here diagonal coaction corresponds to coaction, and right diagonal coaction corresponds to here. Then this becomes isomorphism at each place. Okay. And also, H becomes unit object with respect to either co-multiplication. So I can use either of tensor product structure. So they are equivalent. So in the following, I prefer to use the tensor product over H. Now, Schoenbrock's equivalence means the following. There is a monoidal equivalence between the category of Yetta-Dürrenfeld modules and the category of Hopf bimodules. This is given by the functor V to V tensor H and M to for invariants. Now, structures is given as follows. First, the left action and coaction are diagonal ones. So left action here and coaction maybe here, a diagonal. and right action and right action and correction comes from H. So this becomes M and co-invariance means right co-invariance. And here, left correction, is induced from the correction on M, and left action comes from adjoint action. And we have equivalence of monoidal equivalence. So monoidal equivalence means the tensor product of B and tensor product of M correspond to each other by some appropriate isomorphism. Okay. So as a corollary, well, since the Yetta-Drinfeld category has braided structure, and the Hopf bimodule category is simply a monoidal category, so we can transport the braided structure from Yetta-Drinfeld to bimodules. So we have corollary, the category MHH has the structure of a braided category. Explicitly, this is described as follows. Well, this description is due to Schoenberg. M tensor N goes to N minus 2 and 0 S. So S is antipode and 1 tensor S of N minus 1 and 0 N 2. And therefore, the Yetta-Drinfeld category is a braided equivalent to the bimodule, Hopf bimodule category. So we have categorical correspondence between R and A, where R is a braided Hopf algebra in the Yetta-Drinfeld category, and A is a braided Hopf algebra in MHH. So, if we combine Hopf algebra triples and braided Hopf algebras in here, then bosonization follows. In fact, this can be realized very elementary way. So we have bosonization. Now, so maybe this is main theorem in today's talk. Hopf algebra triples over 8 are the same as braided hoop algebras in N H H H. Of course, I have to change structures. So I will explain how to obtain such correspondence. So I begin with a Hopf algebra triple. Then I would like to make A into a braided Hopf algebra in here. Now, multiplication is easy. First, I have to make A into an object over here. So A is in, A has the structure of a Hopf bimodule over H, where coaction is defined from by using projection pi and action by using Yoder. Multiplication is easy. So this is simply the multiplication of A as usual Hopf algebra. And what is unit? Recall that the unit object here is H. So iota is unit. And co-multiplication is a little complicated because I have chosen this tensor product in here. So I say that this has two tensor product structures. And to define here, it is more natural to use the other tensor product, namely the cotensor product. So first, I use the co-multiplication of A. Then A goes to the cotensor product here. But recall that this is equivalent. This is isomorphic to the tensor product by zeta. So I compose this. Explicitly, we have A1 antipode pi A2 tensor A3. The co-unit is pi. And antipode is defined as follows. So this is different from the antipode of A as the usual Hopf algebra. This is defined to be then I can prove that these data make A into braided Hopf algebra in the braided category of Hopf bimodules. And in fact, it is quite elementary to check these facts in some using co-algebraic calculation. But here I do not have time to do it, actually. But this is a very easy exercise. And also, if you are given a braided Hopf algebra in here, we can reconstruct a Hopf algebra triple. So in this case, the unit and co-unit play the role of injection and Hopf projection. And also, to start with such multiplication and co-multiplication, it is quite easy to re-obtain the original co-multiplication or antipode S from here. So in this way, we have Hopf algebra triples are maybe thought of as the same as braided Hopf algebra. So therefore, in this way, the so-called bosonization follows quite rapidly. Of course, modulo Schellenberg's equivalence. So as application, I will discuss relation with co-cycle twists. Co-cycle twists, we have two versions, so Doyle's version and Drinkwitz version, and essentially they are similar. So I would like to choose Doyle's version because Doyle is present here. So let sigma be a two-core cycle. This means sigma satisfies sigma of x1, y1, x2, y2, z is equal to so here I use sigma notation, and also I have to assume that sigma is invertible with respect to the so-called star multiplication. And twist, Hopf algebra twist is defined first. This is equal to H as co-algebra. And multiplication is defined this way. Sigma x1, y1, x2, y2, sigma inverse, x3, y3, for x, y in H. So I write here this. So, if I have a Hopf algebra triple, then I get another Hopf algebra triple. And by bosonization, A is sum by product, and so I will explain how to realize our sigma by using Schellenberg equivalence. For this purpose, I have to generalize this twist to Hopf bimodules. Namely, we have if M is a Hopf bimodule, then I have some another Hopf bimodule here, and this is defined as follows. First, M sigma is M as H sigma by comodules. And actions of H sigma is defined similarly here. And I have natural isomorphism This is given by M tensor N to So, in other words, we have the functor from MHH to MH sigma is a monoidal isomorphism. In fact, this is a braided isomorphism, namely, this functor commutes with the braiding, but it is not so clever to check it directly. So because the antipode of this twist has some complicated form involving 2 cosine sigma. So direct check is in some sense stupid. So I will show, I will explain why this is a braided isomorphism in another way. So anyway, I have established monoidal isomorphism, and I we have Schauenburg equivalence. So this induces using Schauenburg equivalence some equivalence by a Schauenburg equivalent. So next I consider how to describe this. Now there are two explanations for this description of here. So first construction comes from definition. So I take Jetta Dreyfeld module V here and consider its corresponding Hoppe module and twist and take its whole invariant. Then this is isomorphic to V by the correspondence here. So we can, and this is Jetta Dreyfeld module in here, so we can transport the structure of this to V. So it is V. So this is V, and homogeneous structure is the same, but actions are different. So this bus twist H sigma action. So this action comes from adjoint action, but its direct description is complicated, involving triple cycles. But there is second construction now in the talk of morning Schauenburg said that this is identified with the center of MH. So this is center. But at the same time, this can be identified with the center of homogeneous category. And in our context, this viewpoint is more nice because the twist H sigma does not change the whole algebra structure. So we can also identify this. Now, I consider the category of left H homogeneous and left H sigma homogeneous. But in fact, H sigma is the same as H. So we have identity. But the tensor structures are different. And so this is identity functor. We have isomorphism. Well, B tensor W goes to sigma B minus 1, W minus 1, B 0, W 0. So this becomes monoidal isomorphism. So therefore, this induces a braided isomorphism namely, this category is identified with the center of MH, and this induces and this is sigma. So I would like to write this in this way. This is fixed. Now, conclusion is the following proposition. Now, these two constructions coincide. So, in particular, action of H sigma on V sigma is given by this is a little complicated. X sigma B is sigma of X1 B minus 2 sigma inverse. So here inverse means the convolution inverse. X2 B minus 1 antipode of x4, x5, x3, v0. So as a corollary, maybe I erased as a corollary the functor to here. Is a braided isomorphic. And obviously, if A is the byproduct of R and H, then A sigma is the byproduct of H sigma, and R sigma means a braided isomorphism corresponding to R by this isomorphism. Okay? I stop here. Thank you very much.